From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Voters in the United States are selecting the country's next president today. Some of the first ballots were cast in Dixville Notch, New Hampshire, where Hillary Clinton got just over half the votes and Donald Trump came in second. New Hampshire is also one of the five states Trump visited on the last full day of campaigning.
I am asking for the votes of all Americans, Democrats, Republicans, independent, first-time voters, and there are a lot of those first-time voters, folks, who are so desperately in need of change. Hillary Clinton's only allegiance is to herself, her donors, and her special interests.
Clinton held rallies spearheaded by music superstars in North Carolina and Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, where President Barack Obama addressed the crowd.
I'm asking you to work as hard as you can this one last day to elect, my fellow Americans, this fighter, this stateswoman, this mother, this grandmother, this patriot, our next president of the United States of America, Hillary Clinton!
Polls heading into Election Day give Clinton a 2-3 point lead over Donald Trump. You can find more on the U.S. presidential elections as well as live coverage Tuesday evening at voanews.com. Hispanics have turned out in record numbers to vote early this election season, leading to speculation that they may affect the outcome of the race in some key states, including perhaps the most important state, or rather the important state of Texas. Hispanics seem to be responding to rhetoric from Republican Donald Trump on immigration. Trump may have awakened what many call the sleeping giant when he described Mexican immigrants as rapists and murderers last year. This is VOA News. Kurdish-led Syrian forces, backed by U.S. air power and military advisors, captured a number of Islamic State positions amid heavy fighting Monday north of Raqqa. Pentagon spokesman Peter Cook said the U.S. does not underestimate the hard work ahead, adding that Syrian Democratic Forces have already made progress in the early days of the advance, supported by U.S.-led coalition airstrikes. The Syrian Democratic Forces announced on Sunday the start of an offensive to gain control of Raqqa, the northern Syrian city overrun by Islamic State extremists in 2014 and self-designated as the center of extremist rule. Iraqi authorities say the U.S. military make that the military coalition pressing a huge offensive against the Islamic State. Extremists near the northern city of Mosul have uncovered a mass grave containing at least 100 decapitated bodies. The victims are believed to be civilians. Islamic State fighters have controlled Mosul and its outlying towns and villages for more than 2 years, and civilians who have recently escaped have described repeated incidents of mass executions by the extremists. Israel has repeated its opposition to a French-sponsored international conference to revive peace efforts with the Palestinians. The conference was proposed to start before the end of the year. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has spoken out against meeting and repeatedly called for direct negotiations with the Palestinians. Mr. Netanyahu's emissaries made clear that Israel will not participate in any international conference convened contrary to that position. South Korean President Park Geun-hye said Tuesday she would allow lawmakers to select her next prime minister, a major political concession to growing anger as she tries to defuse an escalating influence peddling scandal. Park has faced tens of thousands of protesters and an investigation into whether one of her confidants manipulated government decisions. Tuesday's concession could severely curtail her ability to govern in the 15 months she has left in her term. And China has declared that democratically elected pro-independence lawmakers in Hong Kong should not be allowed to take up their seats in the legislature, weighing in on a dispute over the way their oaths were taken during a swearing-in ceremony last month. Two pro-independence politicians draped themselves in banners declaring Hong Kong is not China and pledge allegiance to Hong Kong Nation. For details on more news, join us at voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown, reporting in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.